Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, he saved me from my wretched way, wretched way. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Lega, Lega. Okay, used to be lost like the fish. Nemo to Christ came in like a hurricane. Nino wreaked havoc and sin. Raging Bull De Niro, he's the sun. I'm the shadow. Yeah, I go wherever he goes. Here's a toast to his resurrection. Heavenly coast, post my death to flesh. I'm resurrected. Recollecting now he made my life a testimony. Used to live a life in pure, so far from holy. Hiding behind the facade of you don't know me. But it didn't know me from my mother's womb. He knew my story. He gave me free will to choose and couldn't do that for me. Though I was undeserving, he never gave up on me. Now I stand here redeemed, I declare boldly. I'm solely sold out to the living God and he is worthy. Of every praise out of my mouth, yes, I give him glory. Yeah, Lord, I give you glory.
Lord, but you saved me.
Hey, from my wretched ways, my sinful grave, pull me out of that grave. You did. You saved me, saved me. Yeah, you saved me.
Yeah, boy.
I refuse to stand around like Dorman, bringing his word to your grill, George Foreman. No cheap imitation, Martin, Tracy Morgan. Royal flush face, best believe I'm all in. If life was like a game of poker, I call the devil's bluff, cause I got Christ as my joker. I am living above the influence and breaking the addiction. Facing reality, living behind the fiction. Sick in relationship over religion. I'm so leveled up, spitting this lyrical venom, giving demons the blues like denim, killing them with syllable synonyms of adrenaline, spilling from a spiritual song, his Holy Spirit like penicillin. We numb in this world, then we reach the lost like Gilligan. God willing, the spiritual healing would take place in his children if they only accept him and declare him risen.
Lost,
save me.
Hey, from my wretched ways, my sinful grave, pull me out of that grave. You did. You saved me, saved me. Yeah, you saved me, saved me.
Should have been lost,
Lord,
but you saved me,
saved me.
Lord, you came and died on that cross, yeah, just to save me.
Hey, from my wretched ways, my sinful grave, pull me out of that grave. You did, you saved me, saved me, yeah, you saved me, saved me.
Lord, I pray that you
I beg your pardon. Never thought that I could make it, but now I'm living my dream. But is it worth it, all this glory, and without you on the scene? My life is elevated, my music is celebrated, and it's only right that I say it's cause of you that I done made it. So picture me rolling in that Mercedes over Lexus. This ain't me bragging, this is me stating that I am blessed. Man, I came out from that dirt, now I'm putting in work. I've been through the worst, you can feel the pain of my voice when I can't recall back in them old days. Deep shows for no pay, right now I'm okay. From Eastlands, my role bay. What up, my looter, we flexing, man, can I get a witness? Not only talking to fans, but everyone who listening. And this a message, and like a pastor, I'm a priest. Okay, with the grand, we legendary, and on this quest, we never sleep. What up?
Yeah, thank you God for your forgiveness. Thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for second chances. And above all, thank you for dying on the cross.
Woo! Have mercy on the rest of you. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on the rest of you. Lord, I pray that you remember me. And you know I'm repping what I know. You know I'm talking Jesus everywhere I go. Got this rapping thing up on a bigger fold. This world is like a jungle, got me feeling cold. But I'm still up on my grind, fighting issues in my mind. Persecution all the time. Every day I gotta hustle, cause it's taking up my time. And my bills are piling up, don't know if they will decline. So I stay rooted, stay reading. While my 60 stay winning. Quit on crap, you daydreaming. Been with me from beginning. I be going hard, I don't care what people be feeling. I be rapping Christ, I don't care what people be feeling. No stack, I don't own that. I'm tripping up low that. Track killing, soul winning. Bro, you know we own that, We stay winning, they stay in it, we go realer. I sell hope, they sell coke, no dope dealer.
Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me.
All right, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings. Want to give a shout out to our brother God's writer there in Texas. That's the first song that you heard was called Save Me. And then our brother there in Kenya, Maluta, in Have Mercy. I'm telling you, so we just thank God for them, and we just want to give a shout-out to everyone listening in all over the world. God bless you to those here in Detroit, Michigan. We want to say God bless. I want to give a shout-out to my brother Terrence T. that's listening in right now. And also, we just thank God for all of those around the world and all of Africa, those that are in Jamaica, the Caribbeans, those that's in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados. We just want to say God bless to you all that's in Mexico and Brazil, Italy on tonight, the UK. We want to say God bless over in Malaysia. We want to say God bless to you as well, to those in Chicago, North Carolina, South Carolina. We want to say God bless to all of our family there in Texas, those that's in Chicago, those in all of Ohio, in Mississippi, you name it, everywhere, every city and state listening. We just want to say God bless to all of you all. We just thank the Lord for his many blessings. We just thank God for this platform that he has given us to be able to be heard all over the world. And I just thank the Lord that, you know, he's just great. You know what I'm saying? Despite of what we face day to day, no matter how we feel or what we're going through, God is still able. So we just thank him on today. I want to give a shout out to all my triple G's around the world. Somebody might say, well, what's a triple G? For guys, for generals going hard for God. So that's the GGG, generals going hard for God. That's what I call my triple G family. And it's basically all our brothers and sisters that was, you know, gangsters out there in the world or whatever. You just transformed to God and to Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying, as your personal savior. And now we gang banging, you know what I'm saying, against the enemy. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way it is. But we still going hard. I always tell people that I know in the gangs or whatever, in the streets, whatever you're doing, I always say, you know, when we was out there in the streets, we say that, you know, we was real G's. And I used to look at it like, you know, we wasn't no real G's. If anything, we was just like goons. You know what I'm saying? That was doom on our way to hell. But to me, a real G is a general that's going hard for Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, because he died on the cross for our sins, and he don't owe us nothing. We owe him. So that's why I call it the triple G's. So again, God bless you, all of our generals going hard for God. I'm telling you, we thank God. We have a great show that's coming to you on today. Also, I want y'all to continue to keep tuning in because it's been getting better and better each week. Not only do we play music from our artists around the world, but y'all know that we minister, we pray, and also you will hear a lot of testimonies going live right here on the Angels of Melody. And so I want to give a shout out. I want y'all to tune in on tomorrow. We have a great show tomorrow evening. We will be having our sister Out of the Box with Sharana Watson. Yes, there in Charlotte, North Carolina. She will be calling in on tomorrow, sharing an awesome testimony. Y'all got to tune in and listen in. And then Thursday at noon Eastern time, we have our sister Alicia Ann Swift calling in all the way from California, sharing her testimony. So we're going to be hearing from her. And then Thursday night, we're going to be coming back with our sister prophetess Crystal, I'm a Servant Brown, there in L.A., California. She will be calling in and sharing her testimony as well. And then Friday, y'all are going to be hearing us live with Angels of Melody and Worship Center Radio having church at the park. We're going to be live coming from the park. And I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. And then we have a great show lined up all next week, so links will be posted. We will be bringing back our top 12 artist countdown, where we have three judges, and one of our judges, we thank God for Master Don Gospel Recording, Nigerian artist there in Italy. He's going to be back on joining us in this season for the top 12 countdown. He's going to be one of our judges. And y'all know we was going hard in that, like, last year and all of that, but then other things was taking place in the ministry, so we haven't done that in a while, but we're going to be bringing that back as of sometime next month. And then we know next month is our domestic violence awareness month, so y'all are going to be hearing a lot of people calling in around the world sharing and talking about that as well, because there's a lot of people that are going through mental and physical abuse, not only out here in the world, but just people even in the church. You wouldn't believe it. People in the church through abuse. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be hearing a lot of people talking about that as well. So I'm not going to keep it talking here, but we're going to keep this show going. Once again, for all of y'all that are tuned in now, you're tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry, and you're listening to Miss Angel on Deck. And I just thank the Lord, like I said again, for this great platform. I thank him for the brother that we're going to be hearing this evening. Has an awesome testimony, gospel recording artist Jonathan Escobar there in Texas. And we just want to give a shout out to all of his friends. If y'all listening in, family of his, we just want to say God bless you. We thank God for you. But I thank God for this great man of God. And I got to give a shout out once again. Every time we do the testimonies, we want to give a shout out to Tell Us Your Testimony there on Facebook. We want to give the CEO, the founders of this great group page, and also the administrators a shout out, because it was through that page that a lot of these people, brothers and sisters, have been calling in and sharing their testimonies. I was on Facebook, I want to say some weeks back, and I never had heard of the page before in my life. And this thing I know, I began to go on this page, and I began to sit for 5 hours, and I was just like crying and praising God, because it was just so many testimonies going forth on there. And I'm telling you, of all nationalities, and just, I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And I thank God, and that's how I connected with Jonathan. And I'm telling you, y'all, when I read what I read of his testimony, it like blew me out the box. I'm sitting back like, wow, and he's still standing. And with a testimony like that, it makes me think of the scripture where it says in the word of God that whom he loveth, he chasteth. So it doesn't matter if we was drug users or selling dope, had a mouth that was foul, bad anger problems, robberies, whatever you did, that is nothing to God, because he can change a mess into a miracle. I'm telling you, somebody didn't get that. He can change you from being a hot mess, my God, to a miracle. You're hearing one right now. I was a hot mess back then. But I'm telling you, I thank God for changing my life. I was sharing with my brother earlier when I was talking to him. I said, I thank God for how he has changed me. Because, you know, sometimes living this life, you know, the enemy will try to try you because he know how you used to be. And he would just bring issues your way. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, a lot of y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all ain't, everybody ain't been saved that long. You know what I'm saying? That we can't get tried. We have all got tried. And I'm going to tell you. I was sharing with my brother. I said, let me tell you something. I thank God I'm saved. I said, because so many people, the enemy is a liar, and he'll try to bring situation and bring people, you know, to come against you and stuff where you be ready to bust their head to the white meat and give them lockjaw on point. You know what I'm saying? But we got to learn to use that evilness against the enemy and lock his jaw in prayer and also with the word of God and let that let him know, let that loser know that he ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Let that enemy know to kick rocks in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, your AK is your word of God. Your 357 is the word of God. Your machete, whatever you used to use out there to boss up, you use the word of God is just that. And I'm telling you, it's power in the name of Jesus. So just imagine in your prayer and calling out the name of Jesus that it will ricochet in the cap of the enemy and blow some stuff down. I'm talking about destroy and tear it to pieces. And I'm telling you, I'm starting to get on that violent page. Well, hey, when it comes to the enemy, I don't play. And it should be the same thing with y'all listening in. When he comes against us, we cannot pity and pat with him. We got to straight up put him in his place, and that's put him on his back. You know what I'm saying? Paralyze his behind. Torture his behind. That's what it's about. Because he ain't got no problems with trying to come against us and torture us. So we got to reverse this thing. But I'm going to tell you, we got the victory. He don't have the victory. He's a defeated foe in Jesus' name. And God said he's given us the power to tread on what? Serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. He didn't say half of the enemy. He didn't say three-fourths. He said all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. So what that means, whatever we do, we are protected in Jesus' name from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. So we're going to pray right now before we bring the men of God on. I'm amped up right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you have made. We're rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. Lord, I lift up my brother right now. God, I ask that you will use him mightily on this evening, God, that you will word his mouth. And when he come out with his testimony, oh God, Lord, I ask that those that's listening in all over the world, that they will hear this testimony, and they too will know that, Lord, if you delivered him, you will deliver me. So, God, we thank you right now that tears of sorrow will be turned into tears of joy today, that many around the world listening in to this great man of God, that they will be set free, that they will be saved, healed, delivered, restored, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you that it will be no backlashing, it will be no retaliation, and we thank you for your blood right now that covers every phone, that covers every computer, that covers us all from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And, Lord, we ask that you will have your way, hallelujah, on these airways, because this ministry belongs to you. I thank you, God, that you got me overseeing, but you are the author and you are the finisher of us all and this ministry. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time that we can be heard. And, Lord, we ask now that those that are hurting mentally, physically, oh God, we ask now that you would just wrap your arms around them, oh God, that you would just breathe in their nostrils life, God, of healing in the name of Jesus. Restore, God, Put joy in their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let them know, God, that it is well, God. Long as they're serving and looking up to you, it is well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to bring on this great brother of God, Jonathan Escobar, and we're going to be hearing from him his awesome testimony. And plus, he has a couple of sounds, some music that we're going to hear from him also throughout the show. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited. I'm about to click him on right now. Tell a friend, tell somebody, click on the links, listen in, call in, whatever they got to do, because it's going down right here on the Angels of Melody. God bless you, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing great, sister. Let me tell you what, Dave, you got me, man, you got me amped up. Amen, Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Wow, thank you for every word you said. Let me just tell you, I'm feeling so blessed to be here. I'm so blessed with this opportunity. I just want to thank God. I want to praise his name. First of all, I want to thank you for bringing me on the show. You got me amped up. Yes. Let me tell you that. I'm standing up right now. I was sitting down, but I'm standing up. And I'm telling you right now. Hey, for all you people out there that are listening, I just want to let y'all know that all glory be to God. This woman right here, yes. She ain't no joke, folks. She ain't no joke. Miss Angel on deck, she don't play. You know what I'm saying? Now, as you were saying, hey, you know, I was going to go ahead and quote a scripture. I ain't the type to be quoting scriptures, but as you was talking, you know, it just came to my head, and I had to go look for it. It comes straight out of 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. Yes. It says, "For thou we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have the divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every contention that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive in every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Those are the those are the weapons that we use. We ain't using no 4-4s, we ain't using no 4-5s, we ain't using no shotguns, we ain't using none of that. We use weapons of God. Amen, sister.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's an awesome scripture. Yes, that backs that up, what I was saying. Yeah, that backs that up totally to the fullest. And so I just thank God for you, brother. I thank God for that testimony page, because I was reading, I went on one, because every other day I try to go on there as much as I can. And I just thank God how I went on that page, and your testimony stood out like a neon light. And I said, my God, he got to get on his airwaves and share his testimony. I'm telling you, I was in tears. Do you hear me? And I was praising God for that testimony, because we are definitely overcomers. And so today, I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself, brother. Where are you calling from? Tell the people where you calling from. And just go on in. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You can start at the beginning of your testimony, and then we can go to some of your music as well throughout the show.
All right, Kenfo, here I go. Okay, once again, people, my name is Jonathan Escobar, a.k.a. Esco, baby. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do it.
Yeah.
I'm coming straight from Victoria, Texas, just to let y'all know. I'm 33 years old. I grew up Baptist. My mom instilled that foundation in me since I was a little baby, you know, little kid. But, you know, throughout the years, I strayed far, far, far away from Christ. Far away from Christ. You know, we grew up, we were growing up in the church. My man, people couldn't even spend a night at my house on Saturday morning if they didn't go to church with us on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
So, wow.
I mean, my mom, my mom did not play, you know. She's a woman of God. She's always been a woman of God. And I just want to thank her, because without her and her prayers, without my grandparents' prayers, I would not be here.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, Mom, I love you. Grandma, Grandpa, if y'all listening, I love you. Without y'all, I wouldn't be here.
Okay. So, thank you, Lord.
You know, prayer,
thank you.
There's so much power in prayer. Without them, I don't.
Yes, it is.
So just let y'all
know.
My
God.
You know.
Mm.
So growing up, there was a point in time where one of my cousins came to live with us. I ain't gonna name his name, but his parents weren't as godly as mine. You know, but his parents got into a real bad car accident, and they were in the hospital for a long time. So he came to live with us, and he's the one that introduced me. He's the one that introduced me to selling drugs, to doing cocaine, to selling marijuana, stuff like that. At the age of, I think it was at the age of 15, I come home from school, and my mama's sitting there with my cocaine, with my with my baggie, with my scales, with everything telling me what the heck is this stuff, you know what I'm saying? But she didn't even know. I'm a master of hiding. I was a master of lying, deception, all of that. You know, I was 15, but she didn't know I had been doing that since I was like 12 years old. You know, I was just selling joints. I would roll up joints all night long inside my room, just rolling up a whole pack of joints, and I would take them to school and I would sell them, you know. And she had no idea. She had no idea, you know. I would get high, you know. And so after that happened, she kicked me out. She kicked me out. Mm-hmm. I think early on, if I'm not mistaken, I did get busted at school for possession of marijuana. They sent me to juvenile. Mm-hmm. So she knew about that, but she didn't know about none of the cocaine and stuff like that. But that day she did, and she kicked me out. And so I was on the streets. My uncle took me in. My cousin Nick Escobar. I want to thank him. I love his dad. Is my uncle. It's my dad's dad. My dad, he got crushed in the oil field when I was like 3 years old. So really, my dad has never been around. My mom been the main breadwinner of our family. You know, she had to be a mom and a dad. My dad was there, but he was always in the room. He was on pain medication. He was always tripping out, hearing stuff. You know, he bust into our room. Me and my brother be like, "What's up, Dad?" He just started beating us for no reason. Talking about, "I told y'all settle down. Y'all need to stop jumping around." And we wasn't even doing nothing. That's tough. That's tough for a kid. You get beat for no reason, you know. And then he just
I can imagine.
There was nothing. He was never there for us, you know. I was really involved.
Yeah.
Even though I sold drugs, I was involved in football. I was involved in baseball. I would get top academic grades and stuff, like on the TOS test. Now they got some other tests, but when I was growing up, it was a TOS test. And I had good grades, A and B on the road, because if not, I couldn't play. And I love football because football was a tool for me to help take out my aggression, because I was so angry as a kid. I was always angry. You know, I always wanted to fight. So, you know, time goes by. You know, I'm going through different jobs. I'm selling drugs. I've done every drug you can think of, you know. But back in the day, we just marijuana. I would drink. You know, did some LSD, some acid. I was doing cocaine and around, you know, when I got out of school, that's when I started, you know, getting involved with some of these street gangs and stuff like that, carrying around pistols, carrying around shotguns, robbing people's houses. You know, I've done some armed robbery. Whenever I walk into the store, man, I got pistols blazing and everything. Tell the cashier to empty out the cash register, you know?
Yeah.
I've done a lot of stuff that I'm not proud of, you know, but it don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter. In God's eyes, all that stuff is wiped clean through the blood of the Lamb.
That's
right. Only through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And it trips me out because, man, I've done almost anything. You think of say murder somebody. That's the only thing I haven't done. But I even know that people who murder somebody, that they're still forgiven. They're still good, you know. And so all this time goes by as I get older. You know, about 5-6 years ago, I started getting involved with some bigger, you know, it's not just shoot gangs no more. Now I'm dealing with some big boys. Now I'm dealing with prison gangs, you know.
Yeah.
Mafia, Texas Syndicate, you know.
Yeah.
I got friends. I got family members all in that stuff, you know. So I'm surrounded by that stuff. But thank God I never became a member of any of those gangs. You know, I stayed solo because, you know, my mom built that foundation in me to where I knew, you know, if anything come my way, you know, God backing me up, even though I'm doing wrong, I knew God was still there with me, you know, and thank you, Mom, you know, cause that kept me from going to prison. That kept me from really doing some crazy stuff, you know. And like in my testimony on that fellowship testimony on Facebook, man, just like you said, I was on there for 4 or 5 hours.
Reading
everybody's testimony, tears running down my face, like, oh my God, you know, the stuff these people have gone through is so strong, but I know they can't do it. Nobody can do it without Jesus. Nobody can do it
without God,
you know. We try forever to do it by our own, and I try forever to do it by myself, like I was all big shot, you know. And I just ended up dead. I ended up dead with nothing, you know, because I got really addicted to, I was smoking crack. I was shooting up methamphetamines. I was, I shot up heroin, you know. My mom, nobody even knew it, though, you know, because I was making a lot of money for all these gangs, you know, some cartels. I was dealing with some cartels. I was making a lot of money, and I made so much money that we would go do, we would go pull some stunts, and they would put their soldiers under me. And I would tell them, you know, hey, let's do this. And I wasn't even a part of the gang. It's just, I was like that. You know, I've hurt people. I just had that mentality where I'm going to do what I got to do to get this money, you know. If you owe me money, where you at? You know, I'm going to find you. Where you at? And I'm going to hurt you if you ain't got it. Well, I'm going to take something out your house that, you know, because people ain't playing with me like that. They ain't going to play with me.
That's right.
So I ain't going to play with nobody else like that, you know. A lot of times I would say, I was worried they going to come and get me, you know. So after pushing so much, after pushing and pushing and pushing, getting all this money and all that, I got busted. I got busted about, I got busted on Valentine's Day of 2014. So it's the first time I got busted. I've been selling since I was 12 years old. I felt like the last man standing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the last man standing because everybody I know already done been to prison. You know, they done been busted. They did, you know, or they, you know, everybody I know, you know, it's not just one or two. I'm talking about almost everybody. I say 90% of everybody I know done been, you know, done been there, done that, you know, and I just, here where I live, it's just, that's just, it's just concentrated with all of that stuff. They call it the crossroads. They call it the crossroads because there's like four or five, six big cities around us. And to get to each one of those cities, you got to come through us first. So, you know, they got everything running through this place where I'm at, you know. And so I've had to deal with all that growing up. But thank God I never got that deep into being like a member. Because once you in one of them, once you're a member, you can't get blood in, blood out, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I never got one of them. Thank God. Man. But, like I said, I got busted February 2014. The feds were looking at me. The feds were chasing my mom and dad around in helicopters. They were tapping my phone, tapping my email, tapping my Facebook, driving up and down my street, you know.
Wow.
When I got out, they took my cars, they took my money, they took my dope, and I was broke with no hope, nowhere to look, no nothing. But I still had a big tab to pay. You know, I had a big tab to pay. If I didn't pay off this tab, they sure was going to be knocking at my door, and they weren't going to be happy. You know what I'm saying? So when I got out, you know, I had to do a couple things to get, you know, pay these dues off. But I did. I paid them off. And when I paid them off, I still had a little bit left. I had, like, you know, I had a little bit of drugs left on me. And I didn't want to sell them because I didn't want to go back to jail because, keep in mind, you know, I just gave my lawyer a lot of money. I just gave my bondsman a lot of money. I just gave my bosses, the one that would give me the drugs, I just gave them a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to sell it because I didn't want to go back to jail, and then I couldn't throw it away because I was addicted. By that time, I was shooting up, I don't know how many grams of meth a day. I was so skinny. I mean, now I'm weighing like 220 pounds, 230 pounds. At that time, I was weighing maybe $150, $175. You know, I never weighed less than 190 through high school. My last year in high school, I weighed 190 pounds. Look at me, I'm 32 years old and I'm weighing 175 pounds, 180 pounds. Oh my God!
Wow.
You know, the guns that were in my waistband were probably weighing more than me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not lying. The guns in my truck were probably weighing more than me. You know, you know, I used to ride around dirty. You know, I had bulletproof vests straight from the army. I had AKs. I had shotguns. I had any gun you can imagine. I had grenades. I've had it all, you know. I was living that life for a long time, but, you know, a lot of people didn't know. So I keep my stuff on the download. You know, that's how I was able to go from 12 to 32 and never even get looked at.
Get caught.
Something like that. Yeah. You know? So by this time, I'm sitting in my room. I'm scared to sell the dope. I don't want to throw it away because I'm so addicted. And so, man, I shot it all up. I sat there for maybe, for the people listening, people who've ever shot up, they know what happens. When you get so dehydrated, I've been up for like a week, no sleep. I haven't ate nothing. I haven't drank nothing. So my veins are so small or so shriveled up. I'm sitting there poking myself 9, 10, 15 times trying to hit a vein, So it takes a while. It takes a while. So it took me about maybe 8 hours to do all that dope. And on that last one, that was it. I'm pretty sure you've seen the pictures because I put the pictures up there with my testimony.
Talk a little bit about that picture. What happened?
Okay. On that picture, that was when I was about 5-10 minutes out of waking up from overdosing and dying. Mm.
My God.
When I died, all I remember, I woke up and it was like 4 or 5 hours past the time that I last remembered. And I woke up, all I remember is hearing God telling me, stay dead or come back and live for me.
My Lord, say that again, brother. Say that again. Say that again. When you died, when you died with this dope in you, say that one more time. Somebody need to hear this. This is what I'm talking about when he said, who God love, he chased. Say that again, brother.
He came for me and he told me, he said, die or come back and live for me. So guess what I did? Like
what
anybody else would do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to come back. I want to live. I'm going to come back and live for you. The choice was easy, but the walk has been so hard. Just to let me tell you something.
My God,
it's been so hard. It's been about almost a little over a year and a half, little less than 2 years since that day.
It's been
a hard, hard, hard walk, but I'm telling you, I've been doing it. I've been so blessed just to see another day from that day.
Yeah.
Because he blessed me. I don't know why. I don't deserve it. I did not. I was the last person to deserve another breath, another heartbeat, but he brought me back.
My God.
Yes.
Brought you back right there. Where were you at? In bed? He brought you back right there in the bed.
I was still on the chair. I wasn't in the bed. I was on the chair. I still had
the chair
in my arm. Yeah, I was still
my
had
the needle
in my arm.
The needle still was in your arm. My God.
Yes, ma'am. And he brought me back. He brought me back and told me to live for him and tell everybody what I've done for you. That's what he told me. He said, now go out and tell everybody what I've done for you. And right then and there, I dropped down to my knees. I wept like my mama died. I wept like my mama
Lord.
Died. And
hallelujah.
He told me, take a picture of yourself. He said, take a picture of yourself right now. And you seen the picture.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Face,
the
left side of my
face
was hanging like I had a stroke or something. My foot, my left bottom foot was like numb for I don't know how long, just like numb. I couldn't even put no pressure on it to pick it up because I used to ride four-wheelers. And you know how you change the gears with your left foot? I almost wrecked trying to go back to work the next couple of days because I used to work out in the field cutting grass and stuff like that. We used to ride a four-wheeler. I almost wrecked because I could not change those gears no more. And, people tell me a sign from a heart attack, from a stroke, from something like that. If you look at the picture, the whole left side of my face is just hanging. My arm
Jesus.
Was numb. I had snot coming out my nose from crying so much. You could see all my teeth bone. My lips and my tongue were so swollen that I couldn't even talk. It comes from that dehydration. When somebody gets so dehydrated, their lips and their tongue just swell up,
My Lord,
that's
Jesus.
That's how I look, People, when I show people this picture, when I show a lot of people these pictures, They just start crying.
You know what? You know what you can do? You can share those pictures on my Facebook page and let the people see. Just let them know this was before and after, because I know it's a whole lot of people around the world listening in, and they can go to my page if they're not friends with you on Facebook and never saw it. They can go on there, and you can just post up, these are the pictures that I shared, how I was on radio before. When the drugs got the hold of you, it's something to see, y'all. It's something. When I saw those pictures, I cried, brother. I said, hallelujah. When he loves us and he chases us, it don't matter if we in a coma, he will bring you back from the dead. My God. That's powerful. That's powerful. So,
if you got a plan, he's going to bring you back.
That's right. Yes, he will. He will bring. You could have went on and could have been lost. You know what I'm saying? But my God, I'm telling you, but he loved you that much, Jonathan, that he let death know. No, he let the enemy know. No, this is my son. This is my beloved. You will not have him. My God,
amen.
That's something to fall on the knees and cry with snot coming out. It's enough for you to get on your knees and fall and say, Lord, I thank you that you have chose me. Hallelujah. Through all the drama, through all the things that I have done, you yet said, I'm your beloved. Hallelujah. And you said for me to live for you. My God, he said either you stay dead or live for him. That's a powerful word. That's a message right there that can be preached. I'm telling you,
amen.
My God, my Lord, my Lord,
yeah.
That's a message itself. You getting me started over here now, but that's a message, because there's a lot of people right now, there's a lot of us right now, and the body of Christ is walking dead right now. We're dead, and God is saying we got to come alive in him. We're walking dead on this earth, I'm telling you. And that's a powerful testimony, brother. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to go to one of your songs. We're going to go to one of your songs. Yeah, we want you to talk, because we want you to finish out the testimony, but we also want the people to hear that you also been blessed to minister even in rap. And I'm telling y'all, it's awesome. And I want you to talk a little bit about what is I'm a Ride for Him. When did you do this song? Yeah, when did you do this song, and what is it about?
I did this song about 2 or 3 months ago. I did about 2 or 3 months ago. Now, keep in mind, I've been rapping since I was about 16. You know, along with all this dope beating and all this other stuff. Hello?
I'm waiting on him to call back in right now. So let's go back. I'm telling you, sorry about that. I don't know what that was, but are you there, brother?
Oh yeah.
I don't know if it was where you were standing at or whatever, but when you started talking about the song, it just started. It made a loud noise, and it just started sounding very messed up. So I had to hang up myself.
and call back in, and that's why I played the song, so people would not hang up. They would know something had happened. So
okay.
I apologize.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened, but I don't know if you heard it, but it sounded terrible.
Yeah, I heard a little something, but you know what? The devil ain't going to stop us today.
I know that's right. That's what I'm saying. No, he's not. Now, where we left off at, we were saying, when did you write this song? I'm a ride for him. What happened? I mean, how did you go about that song?
I'm a ride for him because he saved me from the flames, so I'm a ride for him. I used to ride for a lot of other people doing the wrong things, and this song is about what I used to do, the stuff about what used to go on, but you know what? All that stuff is over now. And I'm going to be a soldier for Christ, and I'm going to ride for him. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I've done music since I was 15 years old, amongst all this other stuff that I was doing. I've always done music since I was 15. I've always been a gangster rapper. But now, I'm a gospel gangster, getting crunk for the Lord. You feel what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to my boy, my boy Fresh with EMG Records down there in Victoria, man. He the one that produced the song for me. You know, he did a real good job on this one. So, I mean, hey, if you want to go ahead and let it play, go ahead and let it play, because I know they want to hear it. You feel what I'm saying? But this
is me. You know what? I'm telling you, I'm excited. When I heard the song, I said, all right. I said, he getting it in. And so I just thank God. Yes, I just thank God, like I said, for you. I thank God for your powerful testimony. I want to let the people know that's listening in right now. You know, he ain't done sharing his testimony. We just trying to even it out here with this music and then hearing the testimony. And but we just thank God. And so
I just thank God,
you know, right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done for us.
And so we just thank the Lord.
Called, I'm a ride for him. I'm a ride for him. It's like 3 minutes long. It's just me. I do the hook. I do the verses. You know, I wrote all the words. With every time before I write something, I always ask for God to bless my pen and my pad. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I don't ever just start writing just because, you know, because it's not about what I want. It's not about what I want to say. It's about what he wants to say. It's about the message that he got through me. And so I just have to open myself up and be a tool for him, be a vessel for his word, so that when I slow it down onto this paper, it's about what he wants. Because I know there's somebody out there that needs to hear the song. I know there is. You know, I got two songs. Now, this is one of the songs, and I'm very happy you like it. I'm very happy.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, brother. We're going to go to this song, and after that, we're going to take up off where you left off with your testimony, all right?
Sounds good to me.
Thank you. All right, y'all. We thank God for our brother Esco. Yes, there in Texas. And we're going to hear this great song called I'm a Ride for Him. And after that, we're going to go back into the testimony. Keep it locked, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
I let you boy. Straight low. Here we go now. What's good? Fresh. Good, baby. What's up, bro? R.P. Big J and Two Time Faith. I love you, Jesus.
If I said it, then I'm in it. I'm a sinner. I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
If I said it, then I'm in it. I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
Esco, baby, I was sold out crazy.
Is that that? Let's go with that gene up, Sam.
I'm a hustler, baby. The hustle he gave me.
Is that that? Let's go rap it, Jesus, now.
Yo, low roll, wanna ride with me. Yo, low ride on the next side of me.
He's
got a bus roll, no more hiding it. Falling in the footsteps since I began. If I said it, then I'm in it. I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
If I said it, then I'm in it. I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
If I said it, then I'm in it. I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
Old school, bring out the tape, I break a Guinness. Not here for recognition, just hoping that you listen. My mission, better believe I'm wrecking a mic, a true G spit it.
Flow, don't get sit back, no extradition.
CEO,
that's my favorite position.
Yeah, I got it on lock, so show me what you're getting. What's a dried up out it? All I had left was wishing.
He's my rock, you can't take me down.
No, 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 no.
He's my rock, look at me now.
Go, 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 go.
Let's go, baby, I was throwed out crazy.
That's that, let's go with that G-Dub sound.
I'm a hustler,
baby, the hustle he gave me. That's that masquerade for decent there. YOLO roll, wanna ride with me. Rolo ride on the next side of me. Gotta go pro, no more idling. Falling in the footsteps since I begin. Like I said it, I'm in it, no faking, perpetrating. I listen, the best can be getting it. You feeling it, I'm ripping it up. Come up for flow, we're going, your boy, be dipping it up. Cause you know I get it like that, baby. If I said it, then I'm in it, I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it. If I said it, then I'm in it, I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it. Let's go, baby, I'm a throwed out crazy.
Is that that? Let's go with that cheat up, Sam.
I'm a hustler, baby, the hustle he gave me.
Is that that? Let's go rap it, Jesus,
Sam. Yo, low roll, wanna ride with me. Yo, low ride on the next side of me. He's gotta go pro, no more idling. Falling in his footsteps since I begin. If I said it, then I'm in it, I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it. If I said it, then I'm in it, I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it. Jehovah over everything, yeah, that's why my toes. Pockets on fat or pockets on flaco. Yes, it's Bato, ain't seen them, but I go. Walk by faith, close my eyes, cause I know. Getting baptized in the river while I flow. Practicing the scripture like I know.
What?
Ain't no ordinary Mexican, I got flow.
I got
working all day and night, homie, I got dope.
I got
ain't gotta worry no more. I'm about to three little picket when I kick in my dope.
Boy,
I got the black soda.
Yeah.
No, with the pocket that's soda.
Go, baby.
Black a pocket that's over. No more guns on the side of me. No more stainless steel on that ivory. No more 45s on the ride with me. Ain't gotta worry about no fingerprints. My life is clean.
So
only
clean.
Through him, a lobotomy. He rearranged, no one to blame but I me. So
but
I gotta go pro, no more idling. So they wanna be a thug since life began. In a life of sin, that ain't
no good.
No good, spending life in a pit. He saved me from the flames, so I'm riding for him. He saved me from the flames, so I'm riding for him. If I said it, then I'm in it, I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it. If I said it, then I'm in it, I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it. Let's go, baby, I was throwed out crazy.
Is that that? Let's go with that cheat up, Sam.
I'm a hustler, baby, the hustle he gave me.
Is that that?
Let's go rap it, Jesus, Sam. Yo, low roll, wanna ride with me. Yo, low ride on the next side of me.
He's
gotta go pro, no more idling. Falling in his footsteps since I begin. If I said it, then I'm in it, I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner, I'll admit it. If I said it, then I'm in it, I'm a sinner, I'll admit it.
I'll admit it.
I'm a sinner,
all right, y'all. That was Esco, and I'm a ride for him. And in a little while, we're going to be hearing his other song he's going to be telling y'all about. But we just thank God for, once again, y'all tuning in to the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on deck. And I want to give a shout-out to a couple of listeners right now. I want to give a shout-out to my Saginaw family, to our brother and sister, Dante and Sherelle Donnery, yes, and our family, Transparent the Band. God bless y'all. Love y'all so much. And also, once again, I want to give our brother Terrence T a shout-out, and also Pastor Mike of BGK Ministry. Pastor Mike and your lovely wife, I want to say God bless you all on this evening. And to all of you all that are listening in still around the world, we thank God for our brother Jonathan Escobar testimony live right here on the Angels of Melody. We finna click him back on because he's going to continue where he left off. Brother, I'm telling you, I love that song and can't wait to play the other song when we get ready to play it. But I just thank God for your life. You know, I went on Facebook and I saw the pictures once again. Those of y'all that are listening, if you are friends with me on Facebook, go on my page and you will see the pictures that was posted up. You will see the pictures under the radio link. Is in the comments is where I think he posted it up at. But I'm telling you, it's something. It's something. If you click under the comments, under the radio link on my page right now, you will be able to see the pictures. And I'm telling you, it's something. And he looking good now. I'm telling y'all, you wouldn't even be able to tell nothing happened. If you look at him and see how he looks now, I'm telling you, he looking good. You wouldn't believe it. You probably would have to say, brother, you got to show me those pictures because I don't believe it. But, yes,
yeah, like
and we
it.
Thank God. And so where we left off at, brother, you said you fell to your knees after that and you cried. And, you know, you began to cry out. What happened even after that? What went on after that?
Okay, let me tell you something. When I dropped down to my knees and cried, this wasn't no crying. This was weeping. Like my mama died right in front of me. You know, I mean, I was like really, I was broken. I was broken and I was happy because I knew that right then and there my life was going to change because he told me. And he told me, hey, take the picture of you because sooner on down the road it's going to be needed for my glory. It's not going to be needed for you. It's going to be needed for my glory and somebody else going to need to see that picture of you. Because just like he said, they ain't going to believe you. If they look at you right now, they'll never believe how broken you were. You want to know?
Yeah.
Because since then, he has blessed me so much, Miss Angel on Deck. I'm telling you, he's given me everything I lost, plus. He's given me everything the cops took away, plus. He's given me everybody that I lost, everybody that just put their hands up and said, you know what, let's go. You too crazy. I'm going to go ahead and you do you and we're going to do us. Because I lost a lot of friends doing all this stuff. I lost a lot of friends because I was wilding out, you know. They didn't want to have nothing to do with me. I was too crazy. But after that, I mean, my life just started to take on a whole role of itself. God's been working through me so much. Like I said, he's given me my own business now. I do appliance repair here in the city that I live in. I do appliance repair. I buy appliances from people. Man, I about almost done bought an appliance from everybody I know, from everybody in the hood, and from almost everybody on Facebook that had me buy an appliance from them, you know, because I buy broken appliances, I'll fix them up, and I'll resell them, you know. And that's straight from God. Because before that, I didn't know how to mess with appliances. I had no idea how to mess with appliances. Not a clue. My dad's done it for I don't know how many years. But like I said, me and him, we don't get along. We never used to get along. Now we're getting along a little bit better. You know, now I talk to him every day. But then, I mean, I didn't like the dude. He didn't like me for some reason. I don't know. But, you know, he's done it forever. When I first started my business, after he brought me back, you know, because I was trying to find ways to make money besides selling dope, because I made him a promise. I made him a promise I wasn't going to sell dope no more. You know, I was going to do right. But that day, I went cold turkey, you know.
My Lord.
And it's just a blessing. All the way around, my life is a blessing, and I promised him I would live for him. And every day, I work for God. Every day I work like I'm working for God. I don't work like I'm working for man. I don't work like I'm working for myself. I work for him, you know?
Yeah.
And there's even times, it's been a lot of times lately that I put my work aside so that I can go and work for him. You know, I got work piling up, but it don't matter because somebody calls me and say, hey, I want to talk about Jesus. I'm going through some things right now. Can you please talk to me? And I'll drop everything I'm doing, and I will go, and I will talk to this person about God because that's what I'm here for. That's why God saved me. That's why I'm alive, you know. And if I don't hold true to my promise, he might as well just go ahead and let me die again, you know. So,
my Lord, we don't want that to happen now.
No, we don't.
we definitely don't want that to happen. You're going to have to live.
Yes, I'm trying my best, Ms. Angel on Deck, and the Lord is, he keeps his promises.
That's right.
That.
Yes, he does.
Promises, and he has not let me down at all.
My Lord.
As long as I keep praising his name and everything. Let me read another. Oh, also, one more other thing I want to tell you is that when I was growing up, I could not say one word. I could not say one word. I could not say one sentence. Without stuttering. I stuttered so bad. I couldn't even say a word. Growing up in school, I never asked no questions. I never answered no questions. Don't even ask me to get up in front of the class. Cause my cousins had to finish my words for me. They had to start my words for me. You know, didn't nobody really understand me except my brother. You know? If you ask anybody, they'll tell you. My mama tell me I was bad. I don't know what happened to me, but when I was young, after a certain age, I just started stuttering. And wow. I had my stutter all the way through junior high, through elementary, through high school. I was stuttering. And bad too. It wasn't just a little stutter. It was a bad stutter. Well, you know, I didn't even want to talk. You know. So that's how I started with my music. I started writing poems because, man, I couldn't even talk. So I just write all day. I was always writing poems. And then I got introduced to this man that started me. I want to give a big shout out to my boy DTM and my boy Big Baby, man. They had a rap group named D&D Productions. And me and my buddy, if you heard on the song that you just played, I put on there R.I.P. Big J. That was my brother from another mother, and he got murdered by some guys from the Mexican Mafia. Okay.
Oh wow.
So he got murdered, and you know, it was only a couple years back, and you know, but me and him were like a team. We were like socks and shoes, you know, peanut butter and jelly. We didn't go nowhere without each other. And I had a friend named Lil Jay, Jason Rivera. That's my boy, big shout out to him. We would go out to these house parties, and me and Jay, you know, because even though I stuttered, if you turn on a beat, boy, I freestyle my butt off, and I wouldn't miss a beat. I don't know why, but God works crazy like that, you know. Even though I wasn't rapping for him, I don't know, but man, you turn a beat on, and I didn't miss a beat. I'm getting it. So me and Big Jay, we had we had a history of going to these house parties and just breaking boys off. That's what we used to call it, breaking boys off. And then so we had freestyle battles and stuff. And one of our friends, Lil Jay, he heard us. He's like, hey, man, we got this group over here. I want you to come audition. You know, my boy probably going to like you, man. Let's see what's up.
Yeah.
So sure enough, we go over there. We show them what we got. And next thing you know, we part of D&D Productions, you know. So that was definitely a blessing. That's how I got started in the rap game, you know.
Wow.
But I was rapping for all the wrong reasons. That's why I never made it big or whatnot, you know, because there's a lot of talent here in Victoria. There's a lot of talent, but there's no exposure, and there's a lot of people it's like crabs in a bucket. That's the best way for me to explain it, you know. It's like crabs in a bucket. Everybody see you trying to go up, they'll grab your ankle because they want to be the one first to get out that bucket, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. I don't know why, but that's just how it is here. And so anyway, that's how I started rapping. But now, after all this ordeal with me getting busted, I want to tell you that I was out on bond after I got busted, and I was going through all the court proceedings. You know, I had to go to court like every month. You know, it took about a year for me to see one day of court, because the feds and these cops were waiting for me to mess up. You know, because the majority of everybody I know, they get busted, they get out on bond or whatever, and they go back to doing the same thing because the devil's a liar. He'll tell us that's all we know. You know, all we know is how to sell drugs. I don't know how to make no more money. And all I know how to make money is sell drugs. So as soon as you get out on bond, I got to pay my lawyer. I got to pay my bondsman. I got to pay my people back. I got to pay this. And the devil tell us, well, the only way you're going to pay that is if you sell drugs.
Yes, he do. He will tell you that. That's right.
I mean, that don't make no sense.
Yeah. So he will let us do that. He will say that. Yes.
Oh yeah, all day, every day, and because
he don't
God,
tell us
God.
What's down, because he don't tell you down the end what's gonna happen. He'll easily say go sell dope, but he don't say that you gonna get caught again and maybe really lay down in prison. You see what I'm saying? Or he don't tell you if you do it, it could be a shootout and you gonna be either confined to a wheelchair for the rest of your days, or you may end up 6 feet under. So he don't let you know that. You know what I'm saying? He'll come with, man, go on out there and do it. So many people have done that and never made it back. So, I mean, you know,
that's how it goes.
That's something.
That's that endless cycle that the devil put in our brains. That's all we know. And so they'll go to prison, and they'll get back out, and they'll start doing the same thing. You know, that's just the devil telling us telling us we ain't no good, telling us we ain't good. We look at us, yeah, you want to talk about God with your lips, but your heart far from him. You know, he don't tell us that. You know, yeah.
That's right.
God, help me with this. Help me pay this bill. Help me take care of my kids. But the whole time you out there trapping.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
And that's just the devil. You know what I'm saying? That's just the devil trying to tell you, trying to keep you in that gutter, trying to keep
that's
you
right.
in that hole. You know?
Yeah.
And thank God, he was there for me. Thank God, I knew better. And focus on him, because it was hard.
That's
I
right.
almost picked up that phone and called for one of those packs. You know what I'm saying? Come drop
yeah.
me off one of them packs. Because I had a mental breakdown, because
wow.
I went from having all this money, I went from having these vehicles, I went from having all these friends, all these females, you know, because
yeah.
I used to solicit females as well. It wasn't just drugs.
Yeah.
You know, I used to solicit females. I used to rent 5, 6, 7 hotel rooms at a time and have my girls work the rooms, you know what I'm saying? And thank
yes.
God, you know, thank God to this day I'm clean, because,
amen.
You know, I did the dab in my product, not just the dope. I did the dab in my other
yeah.
product too. And thank
yeah.
God I don't have AIDS or STDs or nothing. Like, I'm clean, and oh my God, I'm happy for that. I'm so happy
thank
that God
could yes.
put on that
thank
armor,
you, Lord.
You know, and it's crazy.
Thank you, Lord.
You know,
yes.
man, you get all these young kids these days, man, they're contracting AIDS, they're contracting hepatitis, they're contracting all this stuff, you know.
Yes,
and,
they are.
Man, that's another thing. I was addicted to sex. I was addicted to
yeah.
pornography. You know, I was.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. You know, I ain't going to touch too much on that, but I was addicted to everything of the world. And
yeah.
now, I mean, I'm 100% clean. I'm 100% sober.
Right.
And God's
yeah.
using me. God is
yeah.
using me, and I'm so unworthy of this honor. But
my
yeah,
God.
I don't know. I don't know why, man. In the past week, I've had over 20 people call me and ask me to sit down and pray with them. I've had 20 people call me and say, hey, your testimony has touched me so much, you know, but
yeah.
I'm scared that I'm not going to go to heaven. How
my
can
God.
I go to heaven?
Mm.
You know how much of an honor that is for me?
Yes,
you know,
my
that's
Lord.
That's an honor, because I'm so unworthy, but yet God has used me to touch these people, and it's awesome. And it's also been,
and he's
going
to continue, and he's going to continue to do it. He's going to continue to use you to his for his glory. I'm telling you, that's awesome.
You know,
that's awesome.
I was talking to one of my homegirls the other day, and we were on the phone talking, and you know, and she's a woman of God too. And I told her, man, you know, I want to pray with you, but I don't know how to pray. I mean, my vocabulary ain't there yet. Still got that. I still, you know, because sometimes if I try and freestyle, I start wanting to cuss, you know, because my vocabulary ain't built up yet. And she told me, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil telling you that. That's the devil
yeah,
telling
that's
you
true.
That. Don't let the devil tell you that, you know.
That's
you
right.
Know, big shout out to my homegirl Amanda. If you're listening, I just want you to know, after we pray together, you told me that. I've had about 5, 6 people call me, and we prayed, and they brought,
yes.
they said, I brought tears to their eyes. You know, I just want to thank
my
you
God.
For that. So that,
yes.
you know, that was awesome, too. You know, I want to tell people about that, you know.
Yes.
So I just,
my
man,
God.
He blessed me with his business. Like I said,
yes.
I started from scratch. I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
I help people when I can help people, and just last week, I locked in 2 contracts with 2 of the biggest rent-to-own appliances stores here in where I live. You know.
Wow.
That's
hey, man, that's
me.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. To start
he will do it. Yes, he will.
And he put it right in my lap.
My
that's
God.
Nice, you know. So
he's
now
awesome.
People call. Right? I'm telling
wow,
you.
Wow, he is awesome.
I would never thought. I would never thought, man. I went from selling all that to and now I'm selling appliances. And even on Facebook, if people say something about appliances, on Facebook, man, my name pops up. Somebody say, hey, go talk to John Pinner. He's the man. He's the man. Go hit him up.
Yes.
I got so much work now. I got so much work. I don't even know what to do with it. I've been having people come and help me. I'm able to have people come help me. I can pay them, you know, hire these
That's
employees
awesome.
For a day or two. Man, when I came from borrowing money from my mom for toilet paper, you know what I'm saying? That's
wow.
where I come from. Yeah, after my mom borrowed money because I didn't have money for toilet paper, and I'm going crazy, and I'm having a mental breakdown, and I'm about to call my plug and say, hey, bring me one of them packs to come from that. So now, man, okay, let me tell you a story about something else about these vehicles. When I first started
yeah.
out, my mom was letting me borrow her Explorer.
Yes.
You can't fit no appliances in no Explorer, so I was also borrowing my dad's trailer.
Yes.
Well, it was my mom / my dad's, you know. So I bought it for a while, for like maybe a week or two, and I was making some money and this and that. And then I don't know, for some reason, my dad got upset. The devil will work through the people that you love. The devil will work through the people that are around
yes.
you.
Tell me about it. Yes.
And he got into my dad's head, and my dad started telling me, hey, don't ever use my trailer again. Don't touch my trailer. Leave my trailer alone. I can't even remember what happened, but all I know is he told me don't mess with his trailer. So, okay,
yeah.
that's cool. I left it alone. So now I'm sitting here. I'm a little aggravated. I don't know how I'm going to make no money because I can't go pick up appliances in my mom's Explorer. So,
yeah.
sure enough, on Facebook, there's this dude selling this 1989 Ford. It's, you know, it's a little beat up, but it runs.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, hey, man, do you want to trade? I don't have no money right now. Do you want to trade? I got this TV, I got a shotgun, and I got a tablet. And he didn't hit me up for about a week. Sure enough, mm-hmm. about a week, he hits me up, and he said, you know what, man? I'll go ahead and get rid of this truck for what you got. Sure enough, he drives the truck to my house, he gives me the title, and I didn't pay not $1 for that truck, Ms. Angel, on deck. Now $1. All I did was give them these things that I had built up buying from a garage sale, because I would buy stuff from garage sale, fix them up, resell them, just try and make a couple
yeah.
of dollars here and there. And he gave me a truck for just a TV, a shotgun, and a tablet. And that truck never gave me no problems, not one problem.
Mm. My God, look at God. He will take care of us, won't he? He
yeah,
will definitely take
care of
us. Mm-hmm. care mm-hmm. of us. You know, you got a song here, another song that you had gave
yeah.
us. I know the time is winding up now. I want you to talk about that song, to give us the title of the song, and how did you go about writing that?
It's called Let Me Tell You About.
Yeah, Let Me Tell You About.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's called Let Me Tell You About. And that actually was the first song that I wrote. I was viewing my faith, and God been blessing me so much. I just wanted to, hey, you know, it was really a song for me. But after I heard it and put it to the beat and everything, I'm like, oh no, people got to hear this. People got to hear this.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to my boy Ghetto Red, aka Raja Red. He's the one that produced the song for me. He sat there and recorded it for me like 4 or 5 grueling hours in the studio. So I want to give a shout out
okay.
to him, you know, and but this was for my people. This was for the people that are still where I was at. Let me tell you about a book that saved me. Let me tell you about this Bible. You know what I'm saying? Because this Bible right here, this Bible got way more power than any drug, way more power than
any gun,
way more power
than
anything here on the world. You just got to open it up. You know, really.
That's right. That's right.
That's
all
that
right.
Song, that's where the song comes from, and that's what it's based for. And this is for my people who are still where I used to be. You know, if y'all need to hit me up on the Facebook. I'd be happy to talk to y'all about anything. Y'all got questions for me? Don't be afraid. Hit me up. I want to talk to you. You know, God put me here to talk to you. This is my job. You know, I put everything
Amen.
Aside. So if you're going through addiction, with any type of drug, you going through sex addiction, you going through any type of addiction you could think of, you don't think there's no way out, if you selling drugs and the devil tell you that's all you know, don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Because I thought that
I
was all
right.
out of you. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to him. Listen to the song.
That's
we're
right.
And if you got any questions, holler at your boy. Holler at your boy.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on hold and we're going to play this song. And then after that, we're going to have you just share a word of encouragement to the people. And then we're going to get ready to sign off on the air. And also, before you share the word of encouragement, you can let the people know what you're doing, even, you know, what God has you doing right now. And then that way we'll be able to go off the air. So we're going to be right back. I'm going to put you on the hold. Y'all, we still tuning in to Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we're going to this great song about brother, and we'll be right back.
Recording Ain't no change if it wasn't for a say-so. Ain't no change if it wasn't for a say-so.
Fisherman, fisherman, use a hook for a hook, you crazy. True, maybe, let me tell you about a book that saved me. It raised me and placed me back home safely. You looking at the dead man walking. Patrick Swayze.
All right, y'all, I'm telling you, I am excited about what God is doing. We're going to click our brother back on so he can let you know what is going on in the ministry that God has called him into now. And also, we're going to hear him just say a word of encouragement to a lot of you all before he get off the airways. Let's click him back on right now.
Hello,
all
hello.
Right, brother, back on. Yes. All
okay,
right.
Okay, okay. Man, I'm so excited. I'm so blessed to be here. And I just want to tell everybody, listen, that when you're weak, be strong. Okay? I just want to tell you, I've been there. I've been to the flames where he brought me back. And it don't matter what you've done. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter who you are. He can still use you. But you got to put him first. You got to let him work through your heart. You got to let him work through you. You know, it's not about what we want. It's about what he wants. So you got to put them worldly desires aside and do what he wants. And, you know, the devil keep lying to me. The haters keep trying me, but it all don't matter because Jesus died for me. You know what I'm saying? I want to go ahead
right.
And give. Yeah, yeah. That's how it goes. You got to put them first. And I just want to tell everybody that when I went from 10 to 20-year prison sentence to they would not budge from 10 years probation, till about 3 weeks ago, I signed for 5 years deferred adjudication with a $1,500 fine to 100 hours community service. You know, so I just want to praise God for that. You know, that's the last thing I wanted to tell everybody, that God took care of me. You know, it went from 10 to 20 years in prison to 5 years deferred adjudication, and I'm still out in the free world doing his work. You know, so people said it couldn't be done. People said it couldn't be done without snitching. People said it couldn't be done without talking. Well, you know what? It's wrong. It's wrong because I didn't say not one word. You know, if I did, my head wouldn't be on my shoulders right now. I just want y'all to know that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God did it. God had all the glory and all the power in that. I just want y'all to know that. You know, I just want to give a big shout out to them handsome men boys, my boy Will, my homegirl Amanda. If you listen, I love y'all. I want to send a special prayer request to my boys Nick's grandma Judith. She's going through open heart surgery today. DJ Wu G Money. You know what I'm saying? I can't forget about my brother and my sister. I love y'all. For all y'all who believe in me since day one, who knew me, who's seen me at my worst. Now y'all see me where I'm at now. And y'all love me for who I am, not for who I was. You know, my boy DTM, you know what I'm saying? For my brothers and sisters in Christ all the way in the Philippines, I want to give a special shout out to them because Maria Z, oh, man, she was a big blessing to my life. She just talked to me one time, but she blessed me so much with her prayer. My homeboy Ryan transformed Florida and Miss Jessica Hoven. I love y'all. You know, I want to give a shout-out to my boy Aaron Trevino if he's listening. You know, Aaron in his camp, and a special prayer request for Miss Eva Solid. She's battling cancer right now. You know, I just want to tell all y'all I love y'all very much. And if anybody can do it, Jesus, God can do it, but you got to give it all up to him. All
that's
up
right.
To him. Special thanks to Miss Angel on deck. You're a big blessing in my life. I just want to thank you so much. You touched my life like you won't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. 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 And I'm telling you, I was blessed by the testimony, and I'm glad that we are connected. We family, and it ain't going to stop here. I will tell you that, and I just thank God, brother, that for you to even just make time to be on with us tonight to not only share just on the Tell Us Your Testimony page, but also to testify right here on live on the Angels of Melody, and we just bless God for you. And so in saying that, we look forward to having you back on again to just give us a follow-up in the long run about what God is continuing doing. And anybody want to get in contact with you, Do you have any contact information, like on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, email, whatever it is that they can connect with you? I know a lot of people can send you friend requests really through my page. They will see your name on there, Jonathan Escobar. So a lot of y'all can connect like that. But is there any other ways, brother, that they can connect with you?
Hey, if y'all want to call me, y'all can call me. I got my phone on me all the time. This is my job. This is what I'm here for. You want to talk to me, hit me up. 361-212-0177. Again, that was 361-212-0177. Or you can hit my email up at jescobar361@gmail.com. I check it quite frequently, but my phone, I always got by my side. I'm ready to talk to you any time of day. I'm up all day, all night working. I hardly ever sleep. You know, people can tell you that, you know. But other than that, no, I don't have a Twitter account. I don't have none of that other account, Instagram, none of that. You know, I mainly just use Facebook for my business and for, you know, for talking about God and my ministries. Now he did. There's something that I'm planning. I don't want to ruin the surprise yet, but he did give me a vision, and there's something that I'm planning that I know is going to touch a lot of people. I'm hoping, and but if y'all follow me on Facebook, y'all are going to see all about it. I don't want to ruin the surprise right now. I don't want to ruin it, you know, but it's going to be something nice. It's going to be something big, and he's been putting it on my heart. So it's definitely going to come out real soon. So, if y'all want to go friend request me, y'all going to see it. And it's only through God. I just want y'all to know, if y'all rise above all these other noises here in the world, you'll hear God's voice speaking clearly to you. You know, you just got to remove yourself from the world and engulf yourself in the word, and you'll be able to recognize his voice way more clearly. I want y'all to know that. You know,
amen.
I give all glory, all praise to our Lord and Savior. I love you very much. I love y'all. I want y'all to know that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Angel on Deck. I love you, and yes, I'm glad, and it's been an honor and all that, you know.
Yes, love you too, bro. And also, I want to make mention that for those that did not get a chance to hear the show tonight, brother, you can keep resharing that radio link. They can go on that same link around this time next year and still hear the show. That's what I love about Blog Talk Radio, because as we're on live, it's automatically being recorded. So as soon as we get through playing the last song for tonight, you can go ahead and reshare the links and let them know, those that did not hear this great testimony that God has given you, that they can click on the links. They won't be able to call in and hear it, but they'll be able to click on the links and they will be able to hear it. And also, you'll be able to download it, brother. So as soon as we're done, you can click on the link, and there is at the top, you will see it where you can download the show. So you can download it to your phone or download it on CD or whatever, but the shows are downloadable. So I just wanted to make that clear. And then also, again, I want everybody to tune in on tomorrow. We will be on live tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Time and also 6 p.m. Eastern Time with our sister there in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm talking about, you talking about another power-packed testimony. This woman of God will be on with us live tomorrow sharing a testimony. Links will post early morning. And you will call the same number at the same time to even listen to her. So we just thank God. God bless you, brother. We're going to go off with a song for tonight. Y'all will love it, from my brother there in Nigeria. But God bless you once again, Esco. We just thank God for you. And just want to say, stay encouraged. Keep doing what you're doing, because what you do for Christ, it will definitely always last. God bless you. And we will stay in connection, that's for sure.
All right.
All right, y'all. We thank you all for listening in all over the world. And always know, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. We're going off with a great song, Mastercraft, and Here I Am. God bless you all.
I have the world. You step down. Yeah.
Yeah.